You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio, the people's choice for quality art, interviews, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Houdini, Black Reynolds, and otherwise known as Vini Mussolini in the multi-universe. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. We welcome all to submit material, topics, and ideas. Email us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. One time for my people that are indigos, and two times for my people who are vegans. We are up Houdini Hooligans to 14,000 plus listeners, 865,000 downloads worldwide just this year alone, and we've been at it for 3 solid years. I appreciate all of you guys who have been rocking with me on this journey, and we are still growing, baby. And it is all because of you, most definitely, from my very first episode with only one listener. We've grown, man. That is so amazing. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, art, and research in every aspect. And we want to allow you opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy award-winning artists to actors, authors, professors. It really doesn't matter who you are or what walk of life that you come from. Just come on my show and talk to me. To book an interview or just to share a story, you can email me at theradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I am passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do. And together we can get your voice heard by the people that should hear it. So let's create something incredible. And with that, hello! Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Vigilantes Radio. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and being a part of my audience family. If you'd like information on how to call in, ask questions, or speak to our guests, you can always dial 602-753-1654 or hop in and mix directly from my website, which is onlyonemediagroup.com, and just scroll on over to the Vigilantes Radio tab, click that, and you'll see a call in button, and bam, you're plugged right in. Or if you're a fan of Blog Talk Radio, you can visit their site and just type in blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. And as always, every episode that I do is available for free download right after the show ends, that on Blog Talk or right from my website. And that goes for any show that I've ever done. Tonight's episode is the I Am Fame interview, and I am your host, Dini Mussolini. That's right. All right, let's go ahead and move on through the announcements. As you know, yesterday we dropped another record from the 4-disc collection, After the Storm. The name of the record is called Numbers. So yeah, we released that on AudioMac, SoundCloud, and everywhere else you can get your hands on it. But the main staple is definitely AudioMac. That is where we will exclusively release, continue to release material. So you know the website. AudioMac.com/Rebirth Worldwide Syndicate or R7 Worldwide for short. Both of those links work, I promise you. So check it out. And as I promised, every month we dropped a record. They're not singles. They're just some of my favorite records from that collection each month, beginning in August. On the 27th of each month, we dropped a new record. And yeah, man, feedback has been great thus far. All right. This past weekend, as you know, I am a vegan. So I went to the vegan festival, Vegan and Tea Festival in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. That was Sunday, matter of fact. And then right after that, I went over to Memphis to perform later that night, of course. And before that, though, I did a podcast. interviewing a band from Nashville. So yeah, this weekend was pretty busy for me. And then 2 days ago, I just left Lafayette, Louisiana for another performance. That was fun. That was a Halloween bash, early Halloween bash. But yeah, we got that out of the way, and now I'm back home. I won't be out on the road again until November the 6th, which is right around the corner. I'll be at Blackthorn 51 in Elmhurst, New York. And then November the 18th through the 20th, I'll be out in Killa, California at the Viper Room. Well, first I'll be in Burbank and then over to Van Nuys. And then we'll probably end up in West Hollywood at the Viper Room. But that is going to be a big function. They're doing a release party, an autograph signing. Busy from Bone Thug & Harmony did his album, and Crazy Bone, Flesh & Bone, they'll both be there, along with AC Killer, all the CNO Soldiers, all the affiliates. Man, it's going to be a blast. So I wrote this hook for Busy's album, and that's why I got invited out there. But I will also be performing there. So none of the records from the album, but some of my own material with the band, No Longer the Hero. And we're going to do the live show for the first time, like no backing vocals, none. We're going to go out as professionals and do what we do live for the first time. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm scared already. All right, that's enough of where I'm going to be at. And if you go, I keep forgetting to plug the link, songkick.com, you can go purchase tickets. I know Songkick is going to say that I am on tour. I'm actually not. What it is, I do spot dates until the end of this year. I'm still performing records off of my album that I released 3 years ago called No Days Off. That is amazing when an album can live that long. Now, it wasn't on billboards and none of that fancy stuff, but it did well in my circa. And so as long as the promoters like it, as long as your fans like it, that's what I continue to do until this year is over. After that, I'm not performing any more records from that album because I want to focus on my new project. Grow a long beard and be shelled away for a few months. So you won't hear anything from me, right? Right, that's how we do it. Okay, so enough about where I'll be. Of course, we're adding dates as they come, but right now there's just two more left. I started performing back in July, and it's been a great little run there. So always fun to come home and do my podcast. But, of course, you know I do my podcast on the road, too. All right, so let's go ahead with the Coach Deanie tip for tonight. And this is based off an email I received. And, you know, I say the same things in each show just about, especially the introduction. And it's because we get so many new listeners that, you know, I don't want them to miss out on anything. So that's why I kind of reiterate things that I say. So Coach Deanie, let's go over that for a minute. If you go over to my website, you'll see onlyonemediagroup.com on the very front page. You can actually book me for a one-on-one section. And why would we want to do that? Because I am also a music coach, music industry insider. I don't have, you know, big, like, amazing numbers or a lot of pictures with celebrities, none of that jazz, but I have the experience. I've been around the block a few times, okay? I started out in New York with Russell Simmons as his assistant intern for a solid year, and then I was promoted to road manager for Fat Form before he sold it. So that's what got me into the business. And then I came home and opened up a management firm, and I started managing artists from all over, not just from, you know, the local scene, but all over, you know, UK, California, New York, Atlanta, Florida, every major city. And really a lot of that came into play with, you know, just understanding the way the industry was working at that time. And I've also been, you know, an artist. Right now, I just do it as a hobby. I mean, I make a good amount of money from it, what I do for a living. But it's not something that I, you know, pursue actively. Like, you know, I'm going all in. I want to be the next Drake or be the next, you know, Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole. It's nothing like that. I've had my time. Okay. Now it's just putting it out there for the people who enjoy it. And I enjoy it. So that's why I do it. Like I said, I make pretty good money from it. So with that, Coach Deeney is, like I said, we can do, I offer free 15 minutes of analysis. And basically we go over your mindset, your ideas, your goals, where you see yourself, because all of that is really what keep a lot of people from making it. Sometimes it is talent. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just drive and, you know, working through the hardships, because that's going to come. Nothing is easy. I promise you. So you can text me. You can email me. You can even call me. But let me warn you about the calling. My secretary, you can't get past her. She acts like I'm Diddy or somebody, but you can't get past her because there's a lot of weirdness out there. So she is the filter. So if the message is important enough, she'll patch you through. But if it's not, yeah, you're going to have to wait a while. So text me, email me. I will answer those. I'm very accessible. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. And I do interact. I'm not some big shot, I promise you. Okay, so yeah, just go on the site. You can ask me anything. But if it gets too lengthy, I would say, hey, go ahead and book a session. Because now we're talking, you know, now you're taking up my time. And the game is to be sold and not told. Not just playing. But anyway, you know. All right, so I received an email. And the young lady asked me about pointers for successfully releasing a single. And I touched on a few things in last night's podcast, and I will give the second pointer tonight. And we're just going to really cut to the basis. I mean, I put out a single last summer called The Road So Long, which was a remix. One day we did 3,000 sales. Yeah, cause, and it's not because it was just some amazing record or, I mean, amazing to me. I mean, it was not like it was something that was on The Voice or the soundtrack to a movie. No, it was just something that we cooked up, put it out. And it, because I interact with my fans a long time ago, I built up my fan base from the bottom. So it's easy for me to, you know, sell a record, I guess, because I have to sell records. I have to pay bills. So that's what I got to do. And I was talking to this cat on Facebook one time because he kept tagging me in his songs, and I don't like that. Don't tag me, you know, say hello, at least say hello first, have some common decency, say hello, then ask to peep your music. Don't think just because you post it on my wall, you're just going to get a bunch of views. They're not there for you. They're for me. You know, And really, my Facebook is not really, per se, for music. A lot of people ask me to share the music, and I don't, because I don't even share my music there. I have, you know, other outlets for that. Get at me over there. Leave me alone on Facebook, unless you want to just, you know, chit-chat about the universe or something. So anyway, I'm talking to this cat, and I was like, you know, just put your music out there. You don't have to keep tagging people. That's annoying. That's spamming. And I was like, when I release records, I don't tag anybody. I just put it there. And, you know, who's ever interested in it, they have the freedom to either click it or like it or keep going. And he's like, well, of course, you don't have to. You have a fan base. And I got to thinking, you know, maybe he have a point. But that doesn't excuse the fact that he can't have a fan base either. So anyway, let's go a few things. All right. And we all know the music industry is so full of mystery, from the complexities of royalty calculations to the fundamental theory behind, you know, music discovery. There is so much we simply don't understand or can't put our finger on. The so-called experts often speak in riddles, highlighting success stories that are often exceptions to the rule, leaving curious indie artists more curious before than, you know, before their inquiry. So active indie artists spend hours searching and surfing the web looking for answers. You read blogs, you listen to podcasts such as mine, you browse the headlines of the most relevant trades to try and figure it all out. You even attend networking events and engage in forums, which I highly suggest you do. Trying to trade old information for new ones. You're determined, eager, and anxious to get it right and to charge for it to the next level of your career. Besides, you spent hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, trying to get it right before. So, here you are. You've written and recorded a new record. You believe it's good, great even. And maybe you've tested it a bit with friends or at a gig, and the feedback was phenomenal. You're excited. This is the one that can get the momentum building in your career. You don't have that major label budget, so you have one shot to get it right. But, and there is a but, you don't know where to start. Because one of those great music industry mysteries is the formula, the secret sauce to successfully release a single. And the truth is, friends, there is no formula. If there was a formula, major record labels wouldn't be losing revenue by the millions. If there was a formula, the term unexpected hit, overnight hit, wouldn't exist in the music industry bingo. And as disappointing as that may sound, there are some basic principles, though, you can apply to your single release in the attempt to generate exposure and potentially sell records. My record did 3,000 sales one day. It wasn't even a full 24 hours. It was 10 at the most. And it's because, just like a 9-to-5, you got 8 hours. 8 hours to do the work of your boss. And those 8 hours are going towards a machine that generates interest and revenue, uses consumers, and it makes the founder or the CEO, it keeps his dream alive. But what about your dream? Your dream that's sitting over in the corner gaining cobwebs. Those same 8 hours and apply that to your music and work it until one day it is a machine. Jay-Z said, "I am a business man." Jay-Z himself is a business. He's a machine. Anyway, so yesterday I gave one step, and it's just my personal, you know, perspective, and that was yesterday was create great music. You can't deny that. You gotta create something great, all right? And I'll go over the second one in just a second. So, I mean, this is not like the perfect step for every artist of every genre, but it worked for me. And I welcome my listeners tonight to call in and contribute to this discussion later on when we take calls or questions from the fans. Yeah, I'm still working on that one. To chime in on what has and has not worked for them in the past. And I also welcome my special guest, I Am Fame, to add some additional steps or elaborate on anything that I did not say pertaining to when he released his singles and, you know, cuts from his records. So we'll do that later on. And before I start, let me just set the tone. Like, I really come up with these ideas on the assumption that you're listening and that you're an indie artist or band that is unsigned. Although this can apply to any artist or band that is signed to an indie label, the idea here is that you are completely do-it-yourself with no label support of any kind. And if you do have support, that's when you tell your manager, hey, you need to tune in to Vigilantes Radio. Denny Mussolini is spilling jewels. and we need to steal those jewels and apply them to our next release. All right, so number two is do your due diligence. Before you begin to promote your great music, and it has to be great, you need to secure and protect your rights so you don't put yourself in a crappy situation later on. There's some legal work you need to do before going all gung-ho on your release campaign. If you have an attorney, great. If not, there's a number of websites with templates to cover this stuff. Or you can go over to allinonemediagroup.com and book Dean Mussolini. You like how I just plugged myself in, right? Yeah, that's business, baby. Anyway, basically, you need to have agreements signed between you and your collab, the people that you collab with. Split sheets, producer agreement, collaboration agreement, side artist agreements, etc., etc. That details how copyright publishing ownership would be split as well as sales revenue. And I'm assuming that your work is copywritten and published and not poor man copywritten, because that doesn't hold up in court. You can't just mail it to yourself and expect that the post date from the post office will secure your work. Nah. Because by law, once an idea comes out of your brain onto something that's tangible in the form of a either written or digital, is already considered copywritten by law. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah. Anything you write on the paper, that's automatically copywritten. Anything you spit into a mic and it's recorded, it's automatically copywritten. But to hold up in court, you need to file the proper paperwork with the U.S. Copyright Office of the government. Yes, you do. All right, so that was my tidbit for the night. If you like more, you know what you can do. Head on over to OnlyOneMediaGroup.com and book Deanie Mussolini, or Coach Deanie, and I'll be happy to take a look at your career and assess a few things for you. Like I said, the first 10 minutes, you can get a free one. And then after that, if you like the service, you can continue on. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. All right, with that, let's get into some music. Let's see what we have here. All right, I actually like this one. The video is crazy. You have to see this video. So right after the podcast, I want you to head on over to YouTube, type in the search bar, I Am Fame 747. I'm telling you, won't be disappointed. It is mad funny. Song is tight. It's featuring Neef the Pharaoh and Sable Lenny. Let's get to it.
Go down, baby. 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 I'ma buy another round when it goes down. Never though it's done, bitch, I blow down. Checks on my feet, checks in my checkbook. I look fly, don't I? I'm feeling young. Rack band stack tall to the ceiling. They said the real starting out, I'm the last one. I bet you didn't know that you coming back, son. At the back, I actually rap. I'm in a 747 blowing back to back. Going in for the win, killing track after track. Make her flip off the DC's and black acrobat. If she pay me a fee, I say, yeah, after that it go down,
baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
740.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
740.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
740.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
740. Got it there, leather ball. Ask the mirror on the wall. Acting like they running things. Call that total recall. A pelican, yeah, I came to a paw. Better keep a watch on your man, cause my hips and thrall. The mother to your bras, Teresa. Everywhere you wanna be, so trick, go get my visa. Don't catch feelings, I just dip off the la visa. Girl, you a cold piece, I see you when I see ya. Brazilian, thoroughbred, west coast glamour. Any day of the week, I'm all in enamor. He admire my fly, say he can match it. Quick push up on me, grab my waist, and then he started ask. Can you drop it down low? Can your booty touch the flow? Do you pop it on a handstand, or do you whine slow? Let me see your twerk, son, make that thing levitate like a 747.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
740.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. down, baby. Go down, baby.
7:40.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
7:47.
You fly like a G6. On the low, still working on the swing shift. Walmart, double time. What a head did. I guess he on that high speed shit. Go down, baby. Go down, baby, like a 747, stretch it out now, baby. Bands on deck, I can show that, baby. Who can do what I do when I do when I do, baby? Look, another Carolina bird dog. Say she like my accent when they if I take my shirt off. About the money I'm getting and how I keep it 100. The ones that sit at the owner for all the love and be fronting me. Capital, thoroughbred, Tuscan, dark skin, sexy as hell. I'm bugging, life for the party, welcome to my function. Two fingers up, all in the air like
go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
7:47.
Go down, baby. Go down, baby.
7:47.
Lately, we've had the extreme good fortune of being able to talk to some magnificent artists and bands, all at a very exciting time in their life and careers. From artists stopping by the studio for a recent live broadcast of my show, Vigilantes Radio, while I was out on the road in Tennessee, to recent interviews done with indie pop sensation Ren, and here we are now with I Am Fame. The beginning of October has been filled with the inspiration of these wonderful musicians truly finding their way. Must be some magic in the air this month or something in the water, but music is all around us right now in the best ways as we head towards the end of the year. So come on, tune in to this interview with the hip-hop artist, writer, model, Mr. I Am Fame, a completely genuine this man on a mission to push past into the past and head in a new exciting direction where he takes the helm of an entire genre to the stage to bring his songs to life. And though the road to success for any of us isn't paved overnight, this interview will give you a real honest account of the distance he's truly traveled in personal growth in order to become the artist he is today. One that he can be proud of, one that belongs on stage to rap his music. And I definitely admire I Am Fame for overcoming a lot of obstacles in his path in pursuit of his love of music. And it will be an extremely pleasure to talk with him. So let's see what he has to say to us in this interview tonight. Welcome to the show, I Am Fame. How is it going, man?
Yeah, tap in, tap in. What's good? What's good, y'all?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Right,
oh, man, you got it, brother. All right, shall we jump right on in?
Yeah, let's dive in, man. I got a little bit of time on my hands, man. I got a little show I got to get to, but I want to make sure I caught up with you on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
I got you.
All right, man.
Tap in.
So good to have you here with us, man. I'm excited to talk to you at this particular time in your life, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. So tell us a little history on yourself before we get into the present day happenings or what you're up to, I Am Fame. Where did it all be for you?
Oh, man, kind of just make it real simple, man. Every rapper got their story and all that good stuff, man. But I'm simply from North Carolina, man, a little small town called Riggerwood. Riggerwood, what's up? And, man, came from the struggle just like anybody else, man. Come through the struggle, man. Didn't have everything, worked for it, got inspired to do this music thing. I just happened to have this image. People kept telling me about it. And I was able to put everything together, man. I happened to get lucky enough to have my mom move me to California, man, due to some unfortunate circumstances back in Carolina. Not too much. I mean, you pick up my new project, the one that's coming out. But they're pretty much detailed on everything. But, man, it's just been a grind. Again, just another artist, man, that's trying to make it. And I guess you could say I got lucky, man, because it takes a lot of luck as well, man. So I'm here.
Yes, sir. So what was that moment like for you of inspiration that changed your life, that moment that you saw someone or heard something and you instantly knew that pursuing life involved in music was what you wanted and needed to do?
Man, I won't even lie to you, man. Like, I mean, I listened to, like, Michael Jackson. Like, this did. I did a whole lot of listening, but what really got me, because where I'm from, man, we never had, like, that big word of mouth. I mean, we came from, like, of course, we had Little Brother, and we had, you know, Ninth Wonder, who was working with Jay-Z. But what really got me, man, is when my uncle came home, when Petey came home, and he just put it up, when he put that North Carolina on the map, man, and it went crazy. So when North Carolina finally dropped, that's when I knew. I was like, man, that's it. This is what I want to do, man. And that pretty much started from there, man. It hit me, stuck to me, and I just knew I knew I had it in me at that point, because I had a talent already. I just didn't know what to do with it. And once I saw Petey on that TV, man, and I mean, it just took me, and I was like, man, and he represented every town, but my town didn't really get mentioned. I was like, man, that's unk. So at that point, man, I took it upon myself, like, to make sure that I was the next one that's going to bring Carolina on. Obviously, J. Cole, Lil Brother, Petey, and some other artists is coming out as well. But I just happened to be able to do it from a distance now, because I'm in California, and I'm repping two states at the same time, what everybody call it. But I'm able to do that at a different platform, and I'm starting to see my little success in it, man. So as for today, got a little show to get to, but, I mean, I'm having fun doing everything.
Definitely. If I'm catching all this correctly, would you say it's safe to say that your latest single, Party on the Weekend, was as much as a personal achievement as it is a musical one?
Yeah, man. To be honest, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, being in the studio just countless, like, hours and hours. And what it was is, if you're not in California, you don't know, it's a 6-hour drive from Sacramento to L.A., but the Party on the Weekend record is an honest record. It's a real story. It really happened. It took me forever to – I don't write on paper everything that comes from the head, but it took me forever to put it down on a record. And I didn't know how it was going to be perceived by the people. But once I had my team, you got to have a strong team behind you. You got to have people who are not yes men, but people who are going to believe in what you got and believe in what you're doing, and they believe in your vision. And once we recorded the song, it was more like, hey, man, let's just put it out there. Let's tease the people with it. I didn't know the response was going to be so crazy. I mean, it was my first time ever actually having Petey Pablo reach out to me. Like, I mean, just his team and him reached out to me. It was like, I mean, that's when I was like, man, I'm just a nobody rapper, man. But now I got people reaching out to me over a record I did. And then, you know, we had a chance to go down and, you know, just go to certain places, had a chance to actually meet investors. Investors were listening to the record because it was more hip hop at the same time, make it was crossover. And once I knew I was in that kind of realm, I knew I had something. And that was what actually, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to turn this Party on the Weekend song into a project, which is one of the songs you played. It's on the project produced by my brother Raggio, 747 with Neff the Pharaoh, which is one of in Northern California, one of the hottest artists, period. He's booming right now. So, and then Sable Lene as well. She's dope. So I turned it into a little project, a little mini series. And we put it out there for the people to have, and it's enjoyed this bit of success. It's been amazing. This whole little trip has been, I mean, honestly, I'm still shocked every time I'm going to certain places, from Canada to Paris to anywhere else right now.
Oh, man, that is amazing. Congratulations, by the way.
I appreciate that, man. I definitely do, man.
Yes, sir. So what did putting the single out there mean to you? And how did it affect your confidence, and potentially what could it lead down the road in terms of your own personal growth? I know you mentioned Petey calling you up, you know.
Yeah, man, that was like the biggest, that right there in itself, man, like, I won't lie to you. I mean, when you sit there and you watch somebody on TV, it's almost like, because I played ball, so I'm like, I played hoop back in college and everything, but it was almost like having that moment of Mike. You know what I mean? Like, you sitting in the gym and Michael Jordan walking in the gym and sit down, and you just like, it was crazy. But what it has done so far, man, it was just like it's opened up so many doors, because the confidence was, I mean, the main thing about being any artist, man, is having that confidence in yourself and having that belief in yourself, not hoping, like, a lot of people sit around and wait for somebody to do something for them. My thing is, my team that I have around me, I move. And if I feel that people are being stagnant, I move. You catch up when you catch up. But the whole thing is, as long as I'm moving, the expectations I have for myself is what I have for my team. So the harder I'm working, I expect my team to work harder than me. Like, I expect my team to work harder. And I go, I'm out everywhere, man. And a lot of this stuff, it started off coming out of my own pocket, paying for trips to Chicago, New York, wherever, to now there's an investor involved who was like, okay, well, we need you to be in Paris. And I mean, just Party on the Weekend itself, the single opened up doors for the modeling. I'm actually in a TV show on a soap opera. I'm doing that. That's coming out early next year. So a soap opera I'm in. It's just crazy. So it opened up many doors. And a confidence just building to the point that right now, Party on the Weekend was my first single. Now I have a new project I'm working on called Hello, I Am Fame, which is going to be my first release to the world, like the real release to the world. And it's going to be my EP. And I don't want to say what label it's going to be under right yet because it's still some paperwork going on, but it's just Hello, I Am Fame with the new single that we got, man, to the max. And it's leading. I mean, it's opening up every door possible right now. But it all started with Party on the Weekend, bro.
Cool, man. Man, that sounds so awesome, man. And I definitely want to talk about the group project, Champagne Apologies, LITM, slated to release late January. So where did the making of this project take place, and how did you connect with the other artists originally to set this all up?
So the producer who actually produced 747, the one that you played, man, his name is Raggio Dope. That's my brother, man. We were actually in New York doing Sway. He had the main thing on Sway. So we were there with the manager. Her name is La. We're sitting there putting it together. And we were sitting down one day. We was like, man, we should do a project. And it turned from doing one song to end up like out the blue 12 songs down the line. You know, we popping. You know what I mean? We had 12 songs going. And then, I mean, we got records with Gucci Mane, Neff the Pharoah. We got records with 2 Chainz. All in the project, and now what we're doing right now is we're shopping it to labels, but then we decided, you know what, with this project and itself, we have the opportunity to release it independently and get more out of it and reach our fans instead of actually having people stagnant. So, I mean, just that alone, man, coming out, we actually were trying to figure the dates out, but right now we're actually aiming for early January. But the whole thing is, as you know, man, when you have projects released, you can't overlap and then me and my solo project, I still have obligations to that. So right now, this is a blessing, man. Like, the Champagne Apologies, again, coming early next year, man, January, it's crazy. That's all I can tell you, it's crazy.
Definitely. And as far as the group project goes, was that an entirely new experience for you to rap with other people?
Extremely. It's just me and him, but I'm a odd person. So I'm everybody's even, I'm odd. So when you actually meet somebody that's just like you, it was just more like we connected on a whole nother level, like music wise, where, you know, it was open competition to write the best product. But at the same time, we were able to hit off each other. We were making songs. We were creating songs. I mean, within like 2 months, we had 14, 15 records. It was just gone. It was out this world. And it was the most amazing experience ever. So it was new. Man, the difference between that and doing any type of other, like a solo project, is you have to team up with somebody. So it makes the process a little more harder but faster. But at the same time, you know what I mean, it was a great experience. And we're definitely going to revisit back to that after our solo, you know, project, move past that as well. So.
All right, cool deal. Conversely, would there potentially be advantages to doing like solo rap? Router hip hop artists such as yourself versus group work.
The only benefit when you're doing a solo work is if you already have things already, a foundation already built. And when you're dealing with the group, so things dealing with group is you're dealing with management and different types of management, because in a group, you might not have the same management team, and then there's other obligations you have to attend to. Personally, myself and Raggio, we share the same management. I also have my other management on the right hand, another source of management where they actually deal with my dealings when it comes to acting and my dealings when it comes to modeling. So I have to still fulfill other obligations. So, and it can be, I can definitely understand it can be kind of bearing on the group, but we find ways to make it work and we do really well with it. So right now, like I said, the Champagne Apologies joint is coming out. I want everybody to make sure you go cop that. It'd be on all platforms. Mike Mosley is at the helm of that. If you don't know Mike Mosley is one of the producers from Tupac's All Eyes on Me. We got a cool team, man, and it's gonna be dope.
Yes, sir. And as far as the final production edits and cuts, of your music video to Party on the Weekend. Was that all something that you put together?
That is something where I got with a group, Timeless Films. Shout out to Justin and everybody with Timeless Films. But that was something that I provided my vision and I entrusted them. That was all I did. I provided my vision on exactly what happened. I want the story to be told the right way. And I entrusted them to put it together, and they did a remarkable job in doing it. I can't say I can take any credit except providing my vision, and they did all the work. When it came to all the cuts and edits, they put it together the way I wanted it, and that's pretty much exactly how I panned it out.
All right, definitely. And I know you mentioned earlier that you don't write lyrics. So let's talk about what are some of the most important things for you to consider along the way that lead you to the sound that you're looking for.
Man, the music, man. As long as the production and the music, like I'm all about different sounds from different types of eras of music. So it has to be real. Like one thing about Raggio and the producers I use, Raggio, Cloud9, and Always out in Russia, is the music. If it has a musical sound to it, I'm into it. So if you don't really play, and when I say play, I mean you don't play the piano, you don't play the guitar, the drums. If I can't sense that in the sound and it doesn't hit me home because I'm a soulful person because I'm from down south, it's really not going to hit me. So a lot of it is it just has to be something that there's when whatever I'm feeling at that time, when it hits the record, when it hits the music and the beat that's playing, it just has to come together like a marriage. And once it comes together like a marriage, everything is the foundation is a whole lot easier. So it's really all about, I mean, I tell people all the time, you can sit on your computer and make beats all you want, but when you really play in, you get a lot more attention. So
definitely.
Definitely, man.
Yes, sir. In my honest and humble opinion, from the music video perspective, it looks like a fantastic performance of timeless material presented in a very professional way that really endures the look to the music. But, of course, not all music is for everyone, and we all know that. Assess the accessibility for us. When it comes to Party on the Weekend, is there a universal appeal to the music, or would you say that it will resonate more strongly with a certain demographic, age group, or personality type? You get what I mean?
Yes, sir. So we actually, when I did Party on the Weekend, we were kind of stuck on that because we didn't want to put me, the artist's name, in a box. Because when you're actually dealing with somebody, you're putting the first releases, it puts you in a box. I chose to roll the dice on it and put it out to everybody. So I didn't want to fit towards any demographic because it really is a song basically surrounded by the looks of domestic violence and how domestic violence can actually affect relationships and what's really going on in the world. And when a woman or a man at any point of time needs to really just step away from the situation. So I was speaking to whatever age group that can be old enough to understand what a relationship could be or possibly get in a relationship from 12 years old up to, I mean, you could be 90 years old dealing with something. It really just felt like it fits everybody. And right now, the response on it, just with actually having it in such a broad venue of age range, has been very successful.
All right, bro, it's promotion time. So plug in those social media website where people can get their hands on your music or live performances. Do you see yourself moving into doing any film in the future?
Yeah. So what we're doing, like I said, I got the new, I'll be in the soap opera. So I can't pronounce what a soap opera is, but I'll be one that's coming out in January. I got a big January coming up. So that in January, I'm actually got a couple roles that I'm actually reading for right now for movies coming up. I'm doing some modeling for, I can say that, Calvin Klein. I'll be doing some modeling for that. And then the music's just going to keep pumping, man. So you can find me on Instagram, Mr.IamFame. So that's Mr.IamFame. On Twitter, Mr.IamFame. So you can leave the dot out of that. If you hit those markets right there, you got me. You can find all the music on iTunes, any major platform. You can definitely find it. Type in IamFame or Party on the Weekend or 747. Anywhere you want, it should pop up from Rhapsody to Amazon Music, wherever. My thing is, I just want to make music for everybody to enjoy. I'm doing well with it right now. Don't forget the new project, Hello, I Am Fame, is coming out. I got the new joint that's actually going to be dropping under, I can actually say it now, I think, but Morris Entertainment, actually put a compilation together. So I have my song actually broadcast on that, and that's going to be the song that I can't release yet because it's going to release under them. But that's the song, Turn It to the Max. And I definitely want everybody to view into that, because to the Max is going to be the one that I feel is going to take it over the top, just like Party on the Weekend did, bro.
Definitely, man. But look, man, I don't want to keep you too long, but do you have time to do our traditional hot seat?
No doubt, man. But I can do something for you real quick, man, before I take off.
All right, cool, dude.
All right, man. So I started off with started from the bottom, now I'm at the top. And they still trying to figure from the new drop. They see me flying all overseas with it. First class showing off my ass with it. I ain't teased with it, came from the streets with it. Where the college got my weeds with it. I'm still flying by on that solo tip. Group name still on some Olo shit. But you ain't never seen nobody on my new shit. New whip, new kick, still on my old shit. Breezy down, hate me cause I'm easy down. With I am fame, welcome to the easy now. I'm back at it, man. You know it's Mr. Riggerwood, North Carolina, all day, every day. Two states at the same damn time. Mr. Yah, I'm all in the building, man. Make sure you cop that new record when it comes out in the Morris Entertainment, man. You already know what it is, man. Turn it to the Max. Make sure you go cop out Party on the Weekend on every major site, 747. Check out my boy Raggio at I Am Raggio. Check out Sable Lene. Follow Neff the Pharaoh. And shout out to La. Shout out to Mike Mosley. Shout out to Petey Pablo, man. Shout out to Swirl, man. Shout out to everybody, man. It's all love, man. I'm out.
Definitely. And we got I Am Fame Party on the Weekend. Let's get to it.
Y'all.
Standing in that mirror, girl, with that white dress, that, with that veil on. I'm a hot mess, that's so stressed. I confess that my loyalty ain't about shit. I work so hard for this same shit. Now they know what my name is, I ain't wanna go, but you said to, and you would wait for me if I said to. I went to LA, you went to med school. Tuition paid by yours true, girl, I promise you.
I promise you,
girl, I promise you.
I promise you,
girl, I promise you.
I promise you.
And after 2 years, I'm seeing you.
OMG,
remember we used to party on the weekend. Is that right? And now I'm back in the city and I hear you got a new friend. Is that right? We used to have the beat down low and the top left back. You see me riding 24s TI. They used to bump us you in the club. Why you drop the like it's hot? Had the DJ turn it up all night, all night. We used to dip, baby. We dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night. We used to dip, baby. We dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night, all night. On your wedding day, you invited me, and I didn't show cause it bothered me. On your invite, an apology. What a PS, that you proud of me for making it. You deserve it, be happy, fame. I deserve this. If you don't show, I understand. Just let me know cause I'm nervous. My fuck yous became hate yous, but I loved you, so I left you with an invite on the table. Like damn. Cause I promise you,
I promise you,
girl, I promise you,
I promise you,
girl, I promise you,
I promise you.
And after 2 years, I'm seeing you.
Oh,
like you remember we used to party on the weekend. Is that right? And now I'm back in the city and I hear you got a new friend. Is that right? We used to have the beat down low and the top left back. You see me riding 24s TI. They used to bump us, you in the club. Why you drop it like it's hot? Had the DJ turn it up all night, all night. We used to dip, baby. We dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night. We used to dip, baby. We dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night. Put his hands on you, but then you took him back. For that I hated you, but I stayed away because I needed to. No matter what I heard and what he did to you, when he cheated on you, when he left you, I heard he came back and it was all cool. It wasn't easy to, but I had to move to rebuild me to find another you. Then that call came and all I heard was you crying, saying I need to know the truth before you pull the trigger. There could never be another you, you. And then that call came and all I heard was you crying, saying I need to know the truth before you pull the trigger. There could never be another. OMG, remember we used to party on the weekend.
the bomb, bust you in the club. Why you drop it like it's hot? Had the DJ turn it up all night, all night. We used to dip, baby. We dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night, we used to dip, baby. So we dip, baby. We used to dip, baby. All night, all night, all night.
Oh, yeah, again, that was I Am Fame Party of the Weekend. And to my 1.2 thousand people that are listening right now on the browser, man, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Just click on episode info, and there's his bio with a few of his social media, his Instagram and Twitter. So make sure you migrate on over from this show to his social media. Show him some love, purchase, share. Friend, like, poke, whatever it is to do, you do it. All right? We definitely appreciate you guys. All right, I didn't realize he was doing a show tonight, so we had to fly through this one. But it's all good, right? So we're not able to get to the questions from fans, because usually that take a bit of a minute. So with that, we'll just end the show. So thank you, as always, for checking out my podcast over here at Vigilance Radio. All episodes are available for free download on the show end. And that includes past shows as well. If you like to request music or to submit songs for us to play, email it to me at theradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Genre free. We do not judge and we absolutely do not base on opinions, hearsay, but facts. Actually, scratch that. All of our opinions are on my own. On behalf of myself, please, I appreciate it.